In just 4 days, the journey begins. The 2019 Philadelphia Eagles hit the gridiron to take on the Washington Redskins. Carson Wentz is back under center, and a former Super Bowl MVP no longer lingers in the shadows. It's week one in the National Football League, and the next 17 weeks will take all football fans on an NFL roller coaster with the hopes of raising the Lombardi Trophy at its conclusion. It's time for football. This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live from Valley Brook Country Club. Now here's your host, Ron Jaworski.
Oh, good evening, everyone, and welcome for the ninth straight year here on the Fanatic to the Ron Jaworski Show. And you can tell we are coming to you live from Riley's Pub at the Valley Brook Country Club. And oh, what a fantastic crowd we have on hand. I hear the Eagles chant already in the background. Love it. Save it for Sunday, folks. Get everybody fired up then. And once again, we are brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity Internet, delivering reliable, fast speeds, even during those peak hours when everyone seems to be online. Learn more at Xfinity.com. We are brought to you by Bradford White Water Heaters. Bradford White Water Heaters, built to be the very best. Brought to you by Burns Honda. Visit them whenever you get a chance at burnshonda.com. Jim McCormick and his team will do a fantastic job for you over at Burns Honda. And a special thanks to my friends at Miller Lite. Great to have them on board once again. Mark Kramer and Brendan Dalton, they do a great job. Oh, they love football too. And I see my partner tonight has one of those Miller Lights as well. Let's give a big Valley Brook Riley's Pub round of applause to Freddie Mitchell joining us here tonight on the Ron Jaworski Show. Freddie, it's so great to see you. And as so many people remember back in 2000, of course, you were a first-round draft choice in 2001, the 25th player selected in that draft. You know, for the Eagles, you had 90 receptions, 1,263 yards, 5 touchdowns. But everyone knows 4th and 26. So welcome to the show.
Wow. You know what? I'm kind of nervous right now.
No, don't be nervous.
All these people. I didn't know it was going to be this many people. I love your support. Thank you for coming here. The Jaws.
You know how we do it, right?
I love this.
You know, the minute you said you'd come on the show, I started thinking back to 2004, and I was covering that game for ESPN, and I was down in the far end zone. And, man, it's like, I got to go grab some players, either the winning players on one side of the field, which was the Packers, or the winning players on the other side of the field, which is the Eagles. And I'm kind of sitting under the goalpost. I have no idea who I'm going to grab. 4th and 26. I got to admit, I'm kind of leaning. I'm going over to that Packers sideline and grab some of their players. I didn't expect that to happen. So what were you guys thinking? And I asked earlier, but tell our listening audience and the audience here at Riley's Pub, kind of, what was the huddle call and what were you thinking?
You know, it was an emotional roller coaster because we had got so many penalties before to get us to 26 yards. So we were like, oh, all right, we need one shot. Just give us one shot. I saw in the beginning where they were playing a different defense. You remember the coordinator got fired over that?
Yes, he did. Yes. Yeah, they were 4th and 26, he probably should have gotten fired.
So they were in a strange defense, and I was telling Coach, because Coach Reed, Big Red, he actually listens to his players on the field, and they're like, he's like, what do you see? What do you see? I told him, I said, I've been open all game. That's what I see. Throw me the ball, you know? He's like, come on, Freddie, seriously. I'm like, man, the middle's open. Just call the same play. The middle's open. Let me have a middle read. You know what a middle read is.
Oh, yeah. And safeties divide. You're going down the middle.
Yeah, I take the money, you know? So what happened is the middle open like the Red Sea. Is it the Red Sea?
That sounds good enough.
All right. That's enough. Okay. So it's split. Not open, but split.
Okay. Moses parted the sea, so we're okay.
Was it the red? Yeah. I'm not biblical like that. Right, yeah.
As I drink you were open down the middle.
Yeah, I was open down the middle as I drink my beer. So and now it's like, well, I'm thinking in my head, it's cold. I know people want to go home, but it's going to get extended because I'm about to catch this ball right here. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, did you sense on the play? I mean, you know, it's 4th and 26. You got to haul your butt down the field. You got to get past the sticks. You get 28 on the play. And you fall forward, really, to get the first down.
Correct.
But you're in the huddle. Are you thinking,
hey, Don, man, it's there. It's there. You got to get it to me. Were you the primary receiver on 4th and 26, a playoff game against one of the most historical teams in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers? Are you thinking, I'm going to be the man?
I didn't know to this capacity, being like a, you know, an Eagle, being Eagles history, NFL history, one of the biggest plays. I mean, I didn't know that, but Donovan looked at me and he's like, you ready? And I'm looking at him like, and I didn't say anything. What do you think? I've been here all game. I've been ready. Just throw me the ball already.
And as you already said, you've been open all day.
Yeah, I've been open all day. What receiver isn't, by the way? So with that being said, Donovan put me in a great position to make that play. And sometimes you only get one shot. Yeah. You have to take advantage of your opportunity as a slot receiver because, you know, Andy, he spreads the ball around a lot. Mm-hmm. He's like, he's predicated on 10 people catching one ball. So you're not really going to, you're going to win the game, but you're not going to get a second contract.
10 players with one football. That doesn't work out.
It sucks.
But Andy liked to use everybody. You're right. And, you know, hey, you got a Westbrook in the backfield. You had
Chad
a plethora
Lewis.
Of wide receivers. You had a great tight end. And
yes.
Chad Lewis. You had
RJ. LJ Smith.
LJ Smith. I mean, yeah, you had a bunch of, well, that's why you go to the Super Bowl. You had a bunch of talent.
Right.
Yeah.
And you had to feed everybody.
Yeah. All right. I hate to revisit this, though.
Oh, goodness.
The Super Bowl loss, of course. You know, I dealt with one of those myself. And. Right. You know, that's why I'm still a little bit lost. And they're hard to deal with, and you never let it go, and they still haunt you, and you drink more Miller Lite.
Drink some beer.
You do. Try to forget those demons. But, you know, you go against the vaunted New England Patriots, you know, and, you know, I mean, you were kind of like a cocky quarterback, actually. You know, you were saying all week you were shredding the Patriots defense. You're going to light them up and all
Belichick
that.
Belichick lit my ass up, too, though.
Well, Bill is known to do that.
Yeah, I'm like, dang. And you know Coach Reed is not going to cause any controversy. Yeah. So I'm like, yep, I'm alone on this one. And it happened.
You going head-to-head with Belichick?
Yeah, Belichick, all of them. I mean, this is the thing. Like, I don't really believe in, like, bulletin board material.
Uh-huh.
Because if I need to get you to play to your highest level against me, I already won.
But you know, you've been around long enough. You know, you go to UCLA, you come out of Lakeland, Florida. You've been around, you know, competitive, high-profile programs. You play in the NFL for 5 years. You know coaches look for someone to overload their butt with their mouth, and the first thing you see the next day is it's on the bulletin board.
I've been bulletin board material all my life.
Well, because you keep talking.
That is true. That's why I'm on the sports show right now. Because you know I'm going to give them something.
Freddie Mitchell joining us here on the Ron Jaworski Show. And he will be back, by the way, because... He lighted up right now like Belichick lit you up.
Oh, he crushed me.
Yeah.
He made me cry.
So, did that then motivate you for the game?
Yeah, I was ready. You know, and the thing about it was you had Terrell Owens that was coming in too, you know, coming off the foot injury. Uh-oh. And with that being said, you know, I was actually preparing for two different positions, and that was hard. You know, it took a lot of energy out of me because I had to take reps for everybody because Terrell was, he was in his lawn chair with his umbrella and cocktail, you know, while I did the work. So it was a hard game. I mean, it was really hard. And this game, being a slot receiver, is predicated on getting everybody else open, you know.
Yep.
And it was really, we really fed into the team concept. And I sacrificed a lot.
Mm-hmm. When you think back to that game, I know, you know, T.O. is a guy that, you know, was hurt late in the season. No one thought he'd come back and play. All the things he went through to get his body healthy to play in that game was quite remarkable. But what was it a good thing or a bad thing for the offense that he played in that game? And I know he had a solid game and all that, but did it detract that all week long, or for 2 weeks prior to the Super Bowl, he's getting all the attention, everyone's talking about him. Was that a distraction?
T.O. has never been a distraction. He's actually.
Are you serious?
Yeah, to me, he's never been a distraction. He's actually covered up a lot of stuff for me. So I like him. Maybe he was a distraction to somebody else, but to me and like the players, we're like, great. He's taking all the heat for everybody, you know, so we can play our game.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I love Terrell, man. Terrell's been a great teammate, and I mean, with that being said, he's just, you know. He went out there to ball. He loves the game that much.
Yeah, he's a great football player and a Hall of Famer. Certainly, you know, but I always thought he's a guy that was always about me. That's, you know, right. I have great respect for the guy.
Right.
Unbelievable player, but football is the consummate team game, and a guy that's always, you know, howling for the football.
Right.
I always had a difficult time with guys like that.
Because and you had to throw it to him.
I only had one football, Freddie.
Right.
And I could not keep, like in my era, you know, a Mike Quick and a Harold Carmichael. Wow. I could not keep them all, you know, very happy. I only had one football. I couldn't throw to both of them.
Them were some pretty big names.
Oh, yeah. They were some big-time players. And by the way, I still believe to this day Harold Carmichael should be in the Hall of Fame. That guy has had a remarkable career. He's a character person. Does so much. All right, hey, we'll move on now, right? I had to cover that good stuff because I know you would give us some good insight. Now, you played in the NFL 5 years. You've seen the evolution like I have of the NFL. I mean, right now, you're going to see this year. And I've been to some training camps, and I've watched teams operate, and I've caught a few preseason games on TV, and it's like watching paint dry, so I don't watch many preseason games on TV anymore because no one plays anymore as well.
True.
But I go to camp, and I see all these exotic formations teams are now practicing. I think you're going to see a number of formations this year with four and possibly five wide receivers on the field on a consistent basis. How does that make a wide receiver feel?
To throw it more than 50, you know, half and half, you know, and to keep throwing the ball, I mean, it makes us feel great. We always want you to throw the ball. You know, it was funny, Kelsey from the Chiefs, he was like, understand, 3rd and 1, 4th and inches, we're throwing the ball. And the league is changing. You see the film, you know, and it's really, really changing towards the receivers and towards what America wants to see. Society wants to see, you know, high action, throwing the ball, run and shoot, and everything else. I mean, you have to put up 30 to 40 points now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the game. But then you look back to last year's Super Bowl, and it's 13-3 Patriots.
That was great.
So you get those games in there as well. Right. But I think the game has now evolved to it's always been a quarterback's game. We know that. You got the quarterback, that gives you your best chance to win a football game. Right. But now these guys are lining up. I mean, running backs, I mean, I think I was going through rosters couple days ago, and I believe there are only two teams in the NFL that have a true fullback on the team. Yeah. I mean, they got a lot of backs, but you know, no longer that smash mouth kind of fullback. And 3rd and 1, 3rd and 2, you got four wide receivers coming up. They don't smash and bang it up in there anymore. Everyone wants to throw the football. And is that where the game is going?
It really is. And a different thing about it is that you're getting these running backs that are catching 70 passes a year.
Running backs. Well, how about 100?
Yeah, and Zeke Elliott, which is for the Cowboys and we don't care about, he's catching 70 balls. So they're saying, hey, is he worth it or whatever else? Yes. He's getting 1,000 yards rushing, and he's almost getting 1,000 yards in receiving. I mean, that's two people.
Is he worth $50 million guaranteed? Is he worth $50 million?
You know what I look at? And you're a businessman.
Yep.
Can you pay him $50 million? You can pay him $50 million. How much are you making?
That is a good way to put it, my friend.
Yeah, I'm a businessman.
If the owner can pay him,
yeah.
And you look at Texas Stadium, a billion, half million dollar stadium.
Yes.
It is spectacular. Right. Jerry Jones is one of the most astute business people you ever find. That's an investment for him.
Right.
It's an investment. So, you know what? I agree with you.
You're not making $30 million a year and being able to pay somebody else $50 million a year, right?
No, he's making more than 50.
Right.
Jerry's
right.
Making.
Exactly.
But it's funny. When I was actually out in Harrisburg this morning, and I'm driving to the show that I'm speaking at, and Jason Jones, who's my assistant, is with me, and when the news just comes across ESPN that the deal had been signed, just reported. And it says, you know, $96 million, whatever it was, $50 million guaranteed. So I said to Jason, who's somewhat younger than I am, I said, Jason, in 1981, I'm going to take you back a little, Freddie.
Right. No, that's
1981.
Right. I was born.
I'm the league most valuable player. We go to the Super Bowl. I get a new contract. I am the highest paid player in the National Football League.
That's amazing.
Guess what I made, Freddie? I'll let you guess.
Well, I know you
1981.
I know you have deep pockets
right
now.
Highest
paid. I know your pockets are deep right now. So
I'm buying your beer, so you say.
As long as they throw in some sunflower seeds or something. Because I know it's pretty low. What was it?
It was, let's see what somebody in the audience.
Anybody?
How much was I paid? Would you, the highest paid player in 1981? How much?
$8 million?
I'll take it. Hey, $8 million, the young lady said at the bar. No, it was
$3 million?
No, you're take it down to
750,000
digits.
He says
6 digits.
750,000.
Keep going down. Keep going down.
Damn,
keep
God.
Going down. $400,000. I still have the headline from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Jaworski, highest paid player in the NFL, 5-year deal, $2 million, $400,000 a year. Now I think the highest paid player in the league, Freddie, is like
38
million. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the quarterbacks is out. I don't know what Aaron or is getting these guys getting like, I was definitely too young. And hey, but hey, you know what? We're having a good time.
I want them to get all that money.
I am saying that not to complain.
Right.
But if I do say it in this way, though, when the new collective bargaining agreement comes out, I just hope and pray that these present-day players realize what so many players historically have sacrificed to grow the league, grow the game, do good things in the community, and you know, just throw a couple crumbs on the table.
I need health insurance, damn it. Give me some health insurance.
Oh, by the way, that is one of the things that you know, for a decade I was the chairman of the NFL alumni and got very close to how the NFL works and the people up in Park Avenue, and they are wonderful, caring people. They want the former players to be taken care of. The present-day players, the NFLPA, they want the present-day players to take care of the former players. Now they just got to show the talk.
Yes.
And make sure that there is health insurance for all the former players. And I believe it can be done. There's enough money in the game.
There's enough money. That TV money alone.
Okay, take a guess here. We're playing the money guessing game.
Yes.
It's like, you know, I believe the number is $273 million. I may not be correct on that, but it's in that vicinity. NFL owners, a few weeks ago, each team received a check from the television revenue of $273
million. Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to have Jason do some research. I think that's the number.
Each team.
So they're doing okay. They can pay the players.
They can pay them.
And the league is great, and it's got great leadership. And hey, I'm happy for all. They provide us incredible entertainment.
Right.
But also, in that same vein, I always get this out. And this also shocks people all the time, too. What is the length of an NFL career? The average length of an NFL career.
Are you asking me?
Most people are holding up one hand, two hands.
Three, we have four, we have five. Three, four, and five.
Okay, and to your knowledge, what do you think it is?
To me now, it's in between two and three.
It's 3.1.
Damn.
The NFLPA and the NFL use a couple different statistics, so you could easily say 3 years is the average career in the National Football League. Guys lay their body on the line. Yeah, you know what? We look at the money that everyone. Hey, you know what? And that's the top of the scale.
Right.
There are a lot of free agent guys making
special
teams. Minimums and you know the money that I made. You know that 400,000.
There's practice players making a lot now.
Practice players are making good. And I'm telling you, the guys deserve the money.
Yes,
they deserve the money. It's a short career, and you know, and when they're 25, all of a sudden they're working here at Riley's Pub as bartenders. So
nothing wrong with that
at
all.
Oh no, Brenda the bartender is probably
upset with
that.
Tip the bartenders.
That's right.
They're doing a great job. We love you.
We always have a good time.
Absolutely.
That's why we do what we do.
Right,
Freddie. That's why we.
This is great. Yeah. I love football season.
All right, now.
Uh-oh.
No. I'm in a positive day.
We're
going to go to a break in a few minutes because we're going to talk some really good football. Freddie, you and I are going to break it down.
Nice.
Because this Eagle team is really, really, really good. Really good. And, hey.
Really good.
I don't normally get too excited. I try to be somewhat reserved. Now, everyone knows I'm a homer, but that's okay. But I try to be,
I'm going to hold you accountable because
I love when you hold me accountable.
I'll be a little controversial.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You want to start now?
Yeah, let's start. Let me drink another beer.
Yeah. So why are you going to be controversial? You don't think this team is really, really, really good?
They're 100% really, really, really good. But everybody, you know, is good on paper. That's what's the best thing about sports, you know. They're coming off of a lot of injuries. No, John, they're not?
I'm listening.
They're coming off of a lot of injuries.
I'm listening.
And that's what I love about the NFL. They're not going to give you anything. Everybody's coming for you. They're working hard, and we're at the top. Everybody knows we're good.
You know, I'm listening.
You know what I said?
I'm listening. You know what?
You're
an eagle, man.
You're an eagle. But I mean, I'm going to be. I'm a realist, though.
You should be. You know, we are partners. We are brothers. Yes. It's a fraternity of former players.
Absolutely.
And first thing, Freddie comes in, we give each other a hug, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
absolutely.
You put those eagle wings on your helmet. You wore that helmet. Hey, we are together.
I took the concussions, everything.
Don't mention concussions to me.
Because I forget a lot.
Yeah.
What's your name again?
Bobby Hoying.
And I'm Greg Lewis. Nice to meet you.
Greg Lewis. Hey.
I like Greg.
We got a little throwback here.
Yeah,
hey.
I love it.
Oh, man. All right. The two starting cornerbacks
for the Eagles, they just announced it a day or two ago. Who is the two starting cornerbacks?
Well, you're going to have Sidney Jones.
Right.
Right, and probably Ronald Darby. He's healthy.
What do you mean? He just came off of an ACL.
So what? He's healthy. He's healthy.
Okay. All right. And then Sidney Achilles.
I love them guys. You know what? I got to take a break.
Okay.
You're going to get a lot more of this when you stay on this station right now. The Fanatic, the Ron Jaworski Show, the great Freddie Mitchell, and we are going to debate the Eagles season right after this. Stay tuned.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez. Football's better when you've got some skin in the game. Luckily, with FanDuel Sportsbook, you can bet on every football game from anywhere in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or even West Virginia. And do it risk-free, because FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you a risk-free bet up to $500. Sign up with promo code Jason and place your first bet. Here's the deal. If you don't win, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. FanDuel Sportsbook has plenty to bet on, money lines, spreads, and more. And special promos running every day. And best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook has lightning-fast withdrawals. So if you're looking to place your $500 risk-free bet, how about taking our birds this Sunday? Well, you can get up to $500 back if you place your first bet on the birds, and they don't win, but they will. Sign up with my promo code Jason. That's promo code Jason to bet from anywhere in Pennsylvania. Download FanDuel Sportsbook now. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued to site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Terms apply.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Summer's ending, and savings are back in business with Dell's Labor Day sale. Small businesses can save up to 40% on select business computers with Intel Core processors. Plus free shipping on everything, including a wide selection of thousands of top brand electronics. Give our specially trained small business technology advisors a call. They can help you find just the right tech to fit your business with Labor Day savings. Visit Dell.com/business deals or call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Your clients want beautiful floors that stay beautiful. You want clients that stay happy after the job is done. Home Decorators Collection water-resistant 8mm flooring, exclusively from the Home Depot, is a laminate you can stand behind because it stands up to demanding homeowners. They get the beauty they want. You get to give them a quote that will floor them. Home Decorators Collection water-resistant 8mm laminate, just $158 a square foot, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow. 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tune in every day for the Fanatics Business of Sports. Powered by Pico for Business. Take advantage of Pico's energy efficiency program incentives that can help you reduce your energy consumption. Pico.com/more savings. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Ron Jaworski Show, coming to you live from Riley's Pub. A jam-packed crowd on hand. You know why? Because Freddie Mitchell's in the house.
Hey!
And Freddie is bringing it. And we're going to break down the game in just a moment. So stay tuned. But guys and ladies, you know I've been talking about my friends at Burns Honda for years. And there's a reason for that. When you find a business and a business friend that you trust, you rely and you really enjoy dealing with them. You want to tell everyone about that experience. Burns Honda has a terrific inventory right now that you can see right online. Shop their huge inventory or over 800 vehicles online at BurnsHonda.com. Enjoy extremely low lease pricing and limited time financing options as well. Hey, stop in and tell them Joe sent you. Tell them Freddie sent you. Burns Honda is located on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. Visit Burns and discover an unmatched car buying experience for yourself. And remember, when you need super clearance savings on a new Honda car or truck and an SUV, turn to Burns. You'll be glad you did. Check out all their offers and their entire lineup at BurnsHonda.com. Freddie, you in the market?
I go to Burns.
Oh, Jim McCormick will take good care of you.
I drop my car off at Burns, and then I walk across the street to the Chick-fil-A right there.
Man, I tell you, you got a routine already.
I'm in the community like
we,
you, Josh. Yeah,
we didn't even script this.
Right.
This was really good.
I go.
Hey, man, a Chick-fil-A, too?
Yeah.
While they're servicing your car?
While they're servicing my car, which only takes about 30 minutes. It's not slow at all. It's fast.
Oh, yeah.
They get it done.
They are amazing.
And they get me out.
They get you out?
Thank you.
So you can make the show.
I see the soul man here.
Soul man is here.
I see cheerleaders.
The soulmates can come out.
Oh, my goodness.
This is not right. Come on out,
they
ladies.
They have cheerleaders here.
Cheerleaders
soul
here.
Soulmates.
We got soul man. We
and
got
soul
the soul mates. Hey, this is a party. I tell people every week to come to the show. It's a party. It's a pep rally. We have a blast. You know, we're going to be at Ramblewood next week.
Nice.
Brian Baldinger is my guest. And when Baldy and I get into it, man, we just have an absolute
ball. I love watching you and Brian's Instagram.
The film sessions that we do, the Instagram are awesome.
And stuff like that.
We did 37 of those film sessions. We sat down with the players,
right.
Malcolm Jenkins, for like 2 or 3 hours,
right.
Doing football,
breaking
man,
it
like
down.
Game tape, you know,
yeah.
Not all that BS you get at a lot of stuff.
Right.
We got down to the football, and so we're done. We did them at the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl. We did 37 players. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't believe the text messages from players around the league. I got, hey, I want to do one of those.
Right.
Hey, I want to work with you and Baldy. Do one. It's great.
It's real stuff.
Yeah, people want to know.
Made,
they want to know.
Up. They
know
wanna,
the
yeah, it's great.
And speaking of real stuff, all right, you were going to challenge me when I said this is a really, really, really good Eagles team. And, of course, you threw out the caveat, oh, well, if someone gets hurt. Well, no kidding. You know, if you look at the quarterback position around the league, you probably couldn't name half the backup quarterbacks in this league because there are some I couldn't even name, and it's what I do for a living. That's how, you know,
and they get paid a lot.
How far down the depth chart some of these guys are.
Right.
So, okay, so why are you – I'll give you a little slightly apprehensive about this team because of injuries.
Mm-hmm. Want me to explain why?
I want an explanation, Freddie.
Well, you know,
we got the great Freddie Mitchell. I want an explanation.
You know, I'm not born, but I'm not born in the show me state. But I'm like, I just need you to show me. I'm going to root you on, you know. But it's just, you know, when it's continuously getting injured, and that's what Doug Peterson is amazing for him to be able to adapt to injuries like this. What an amazing coach!
But he's getting everybody back. Fletch is going to play this week. Bradham's going to play.
It's the NFL.
McLeod is in there.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Darby.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
I know, but this team has depth. Hey, no, you know,
No one is really deep.
Okay.
Because as we talked about earlier, the salaries, the money teams are paying players, you got to pay your top line players so much money. There's right. very little for the lower level players that are playing probably at a minimum in some of these positions. That being said, this team has depth. I like the way it's been built. I think Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson have built a juggernaut. I think this is a really good team.
I'm going to say they're a good team. And they should win their definitely should win their division. But I mean, I know that there's so many obstacles that you
why'd you have to throw that butt out there? You caused me to argue with you now, Brady.
But you have obstacles.
Can't you stop?
I'm going to be rooting for
them. This is a
really
good team.
It is a really good team. Remember that? Remember the years ago when it was like what was the quarterback that said this is the dream team? Remember when they were stacked?
Vince Young came in.
Remember how many players you had? That was whoa.
Vince should not have said that.
But wasn't that a great team, though?
It was a good team.
And he put together a great team.
It wasn't a great. It was a good team.
Well,
this is a great team.
You know what?
Oh, come on, Doug. This is a really good team.
They really did make a great team, but, I mean, a good team. You got me saying great now.
It's a great
team. What is this?
It's the best offensive line, Freddie. You're a wide receiver. I'm telling you, this offensive line is the best offensive line in the National Football
League.
And Dillard may not even get on the field. When he gets in there, they'll be even better.
And they are, but Lane Johnson's been a little hurt this preseason.
Okay, look, I'll give you that. A little banged up.
Jason Peters has been having a little injury problem.
Well, he's 37 years old.
Where's the excuses here? I'm just giving you the real.
Jason Peters wouldn't even pose naked. He's so worried about his body.
What was that?
But he said, I'm 37 years old and I don't do that thing. I guess you're
thinking. I like him for that, man, because I'm just like, I just don't know where that came from. I guess it's the Ertz thing with, you know, him posing the year before.
I have no idea, but I don't know where that random thought
it's
came
from. It's today's football.
But it just came to my mind. Yeah, I'm sorry for getting us off track
talking football. I'm trying
to envision, you know, all these offensive linemen naked, and that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Most of the offensive linemen I played with, if you mentioned that to them, they'd punch you. If the PR gang came up to Jerry Sizemore or Stan Walters, these all-pro iconic players, hey, would you pose naked in a magazine? That guy would have been chewing a knuckle sandwich. That's what would happen.
And you know what? I tell you what, Trey Thomas and John Runyon would have never.
All right.
But I would have loved to seen Hank Fraley. I would have loved to see Honey Buns.
You may be the only one.
That would have been awesome.
And some of the women at the bar raising their hands. You know,
yeah. That's awesome.
All right. Offensive line.
Right.
I said, hey.
They're a little bruised.
I still, even with a couple guys banged up.
Okay.
You know, Brandon Brooks going to be back this week.
Coming off of what?
An Achilles tear.
That's one of the worst injuries in football.
They're not going to put him out there unless he's healthy. This is an outstanding medical staff.
What do you mean? And it probably is an outstanding medical staff, but you play hurt in the NFL.
That is correct.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to your position, Freddie Mitchell.
Woo!
This wide receiving core.
Yes.
You explain it to us, to our listeners, why I believe this is as good a wide receiving core as there is in the NFL. And that includes the tight ends, by the way.
This is the best receiving core that I've ever seen.
You're coming over to my side now.
Well, yeah.
See, now you're coming over.
I'm definitely a receivers
guy. Freddie Mitchell, how are you waking up?
Yeah, I love them guys, man. Them guys, you know, and I really, really hope that Aguilar, you know, because you have some big, real big guys on the outside of you. I hope he finds his niche and just really sticks with it and just work hard and do the little things that, you know, slot receivers do, you know, clear guys out and just really be a team player. You got paid already, so just be a team player. Understand that the ball is going to be spread around because them guys earned a lot. You know, they put in a sacrifice just like you. So it's going to be, I hope that they spread it like they need to spread it.
What does DeSean Jackson mean to this offense?
You have to account for him on the field. He's going to open up everything. And do not think that he doesn't have the speed to burn somebody. I'm from Florida.
Were you in Tampa opening week two?
I was going to say that. I saw him almost every play in Tampa. And, you know, he really has something to prove, too.
Mm.
Because people are saying he may be too old or whatever else. He has something to prove, and he's going to prove it to him. And I think that Doug will give him that opportunity.
I will be shocked if in the first three plays Sunday afternoon, you don't see some sort of double move or fly route from DeSean Jackson.
It's going to happen. I think it's going to be a post. I think it's going to be a post.
Well, they're going to keep, you know, you got Landon Collins is a pretty damn good safety right now. He's damn good. So
why do we have trouble against the Redskins, though?
It's the NFC East. It's just the way it is.
That first game,
okay,
man.
You know what? We're gonna pick this game in the next segment. So those people that like wager on games, I hear people do that.
Right. I've read online that they wager on games.
Yeah, you can actually do that online.
I've heard they won like a lot of money during the Super Bowl too against the Patriots. It's getting my money back, y'all. Getting my money back.
I'm not going there, Freddie.
Yeah, okay. All right.
We hear that people do wager on games. All right. The wide receiving core. Who benefits the most by having a guy that can blow the top off the defense? Is it going to be the tight ends?
Ertz.
Zach Ertz?
Ertz.
Goddard? How about Alshon?
No.
No?
Because Alshon right now, and I don't know how they're going to utilize him, but he's like a for-sure possession receiver. But you already have that in Ertz. And who is he going to throw to, Ertz or Alshon?
Probably Ertz.
Okay, so yeah, I mean,
he's just shorter, easier
right,
throw.
Shorter, easier, yeah. Or the slot guy with Aguilar. So I'm just hoping that Doug will realize that he will because he was the quarterback, and he will find a position where Alshon can actually be Alshon.
All right, so now we've come to the conclusion, and you're coming to my side now. I'm sensing this.
Oh!
I'm sensing this. We have DeSean who's going to blow the top off the defense. Now we have Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey. Oh, we got a great trio of wide receivers. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Goddard. You mentioned Ertz. Okay, they control the intermediate area of the football field, the hash area.
Right.
You haven't even gotten to the running backs yet.
Right.
You haven't gotten to Darren Sproles yet. We haven't gotten to Miles Sanders, who I think eventually will be a three-down type of back when he understands
the
pass
offense?
Protections and learning the offense. I think he's got incredible running and receiving ability. It'll take some time to assimilate. But, man, you now have an offense that can attack at every level, deep,
Josh,
intermediate,
you still have to play
short.
The game. You still have to play the game.
I get it, but I'd like to play it with those guys if I'm Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Hey, what am I doing now, Freddie?
Hey.
Look at me. What am I doing?
Yeah, you're smiling.
Yeah, I'm smiling because I'm Carson Wentz right now.
But you have
now.
To put the ball right where it needs to be, though. And you have to read the offense and go down the progression.
Right.
You have to do a lot now.
I'm with you.
They're not going to pay you $100 million for nothing. And these defenses
are
they're
not
going
to pay me anything. I'm just going to talk about the guys that are paying $100 million.
We love your sacrifice because we can eat because of you.
All right.
What am I talking about?
Okay.
I'm not eating.
Freddie, we've covered everything. Just speaking of eating, we've got all kinds of food here.
Yes.
So help yourself, all right?
Yes.
Never a shortage of food here at Riley's Pub. We make sure of that. Fred, not while we're on the show. You can eat on during a break.
Can I give a shout out?
Give a shout out.
Penn Golf. I saw Penn Golf.
Oh, yeah. The Penn Golf team.
Yeah, the golf team is
here. Yeah.
They're great.
It's disgusting. These guys are so good. It's embarrassing. You got these guys. The Penn Golf team plays here. They're on the range like every day.
Yes.
And, you know, I get my like 240 out there, man. I'm like feeling like I bombed one.
Mm-hmm.
The guys are 330. Like,
are you serious?
Like with an easy swing.
Man, yeah, to be young again.
I'm going to move up to the red tees pretty soon. I think there's like a breakout point there somewhere.
Red tees.
All right, the red tees. Not really. I can still win a $5 Nassau. You're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show with my very special guest, the great Freddie Mitchell. Stay tuned. We got more coming up.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Listen up, Philadelphia area. Are you interested in making active and passive income each month flipping real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The ProSource Tax Lien Company is offering a free tax lien flip kit, which contains educational videos and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn government-regulated returns up to 18% that are secured by real estate. Plus, see how you can access tax lien inventory not available to the public. So if you want to become a real estate investor without swinging a hammer or being a landlord, then text OFFER to 31,000 now to get your free tax lien flip kit and get ready to learn how to flip tax liens and acquire houses well below wholesale prices with great profit potential, all from home working part-time. Text OFFER to 31,000 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free smartwatch just for attending. Text OFFER to 31,000. That's OFFER to 31,000 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation, and it is back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Yeah, beat the fall rush, because Window Nation has extra capacity right now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand even goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get two free windows for every two windows you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free. There's no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest for 18 months. That's like a free ride until 2021. Now think of all the money you'll be saving. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or maybe even treat yourself. When it comes to windows, they're first in class. Trust me, I know. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, no limit. Plus, receive 0% interest until 2021. That's 18 months. Do a little homework today and get your windows installed before the cold arrives, and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Do you love football? Then get with the program and get down to Hooters to catch the game, crazy good wings, ice cold beer, and the best fans on the planet. You love wings. You love ice cold beer. And who doesn't love the world-famous Hooters girls? All the games, all season. Hooters.
Catch all the games at Hooters with 3 pounds of beer served in an ice cold bucket. Just $9.95 and great daily specials at NortheastHooters.com.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to 7-Eleven and get Ageless Male Tonight.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Wide Fit Footwear.
I'm 6'5", and I can tell you there are certain challenges in life that only big guys understand. Regular clothes don't fit. Heck, regular cars don't fit. But when it comes to shoes, Skechers gets it. That's why I wear Skechers Wide Fit. They've got extra room throughout, giving you room to breathe. And they've got Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort that lasts all day long.
Find Skechers Wide Fit at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold. Skechers, comfort included.
Welcome back to No Brainer. Gary.
I'll take cars and trucks.
What's the best way to protect your engine from gum, varnish, and corrosion?
Stabil 360.
Gasoline with ethanol can go bad in as little as blank.
30 days?
Using Stabil 360 ethanol treatment year-round is what?
Is it a no-brainer?
It is. You win peace of mind, Gary.
Awesome. Can I have money?
Stabil 360. It's a no-brainer. Available where fuel additives are sold.
This Friday from noon to 6, cheer on your home football team at the Double Visions Pep Rally. Wear your home team jersey and you'll be entered to win a very special beach cruiser bicycle. Stop in any Sunday or Monday night and register to win a trip to watch your hometown birds as they travel to Washington. Tickets to the game and two nights accommodation are included in the package. This Friday, your home team's pep rally, along with the New Belgium Tap Takeover, only at Double Visions, Easton Road in Horsham.
Sometimes for inspiration, you just have to look up. For more than 60 years, the Goodyear blimp has fueled greatness on the gridiron by providing aerial coverage of some of the most legendary moments in college football history. When the Goodyear blimp rises above a stadium, it inspires players to reach higher and rise to the challenge of the game's biggest moments. Now it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
Looking for a new Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, Mitsubishi, Buick, or GMC? Then the Peruzzi Auto Group is for you. Because only Peruzzi has amazingly low prices on every vehicle we have. Visit Peruzzi.com. Our business is you.
Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, my. Freddie Mitchell has this crowd all lathered up. They're dancing in the aisles. The cheerleaders are cheering. People are on top of the bar. Well, just standing on the bar.
Cheerleaders are cute. Cheerleaders are cute.
Freddie.
The bartenders are serving drinks like crazy.
It's crazy, man. Freddie is entertaining.
I'm getting in that action.
Hey, you know what? We got to get this show on TV. I can't explain what happened.
I have a face for TV. And you make me look better.
Face, I got to learn this stuff. Jason,
Facebook TV. I don't know all this stuff going on here.
This is awesome. We got a camera
in front of us.
Facebook
I don't know where
Live.
It's going.
What?
Hi, guys. Hey, hello, everybody. Freddie Mitchell in the house.
Jaws.
And tonight's show is brought to you by Xfinity, brought to you by Bradford White Water Heaters, Burns Honda, where Freddie goes, and he goes to Chick-fil-A while there's cars being done. I like that. I learn something new all the time.
But you got to play Frogger. You got to, like, dodge the cars.
I'm not doing that. I can't move like I used to, Freddie. You probably still can. And, of course, our dear friends, Freddie, at Miller Lite.
Cheers to Miller Lite.
Especially, yeah, we like that.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
All right, Freddie. You know, when you come on this show, you know, it's not always a piece of cake. You know, I'm just not going to let you coast all the way through here. I'm going to make you put your feet to the fire.
Nice.
You're going to have to go public with your pick of the game on Sunday. So I want you to know.
As far as a score or a win?
Oh, I want the score.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, we don't mess around here. These people have been waiting with bated breath in the crowd, our listening audience, because they, you know, they have a tendency on those apps they have now to make a wager.
I've heard of that. By the way,
I'm usually pretty good.
I've heard on your website, though, like Thursday nights.
Oh, it goes nuts. Oh, yeah.
You said 50,000.
People send me, like, gift cards and stuff, like, the next week. Like,
that's amazing.
Great pick. Oh, yeah. I get gift cards in the mail.
But you
great
know the game, though. You understand the game. And you're like, okay, well, this team should get because of this.
Of course I know the game.
It's pretty good.
Of course.
You're pretty damn good.
I don't mean to be arrogant, but I'm pretty good.
Be arrogant. Yeah.
All right. So, you know, I'll probably get crushed this week. Because I never brag, Freddie. So you brought out me.
I love it.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. So we now know kickoff is 1:05 on Sunday, Lincoln Financial Field. The Philadelphia Eagles host their arch rival. It's the NFC East battle. We can say the Cowboys, the Giants, but it's the Redskins. And these games are always close. We've had bad teams, we keep it close. They've had bad teams, they keep it close. It's a 9.5-point spread. Case Keenum, the last time I saw him, he was getting shredded when he was quarterbacking the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC Championship game at Lincoln Financial Field. 9.5-point spread in the game. Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Washington Redskins. Freddie, I not only want your pick. The great Freddie Mitchell, 4th and 26, he gets 28, leads the Eagles to the Super Bowl. All those great things. One of the most historic moments in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. Freddie Mitchell, FedEx, your pick is...
Do you take Apple Pay? Because that was a great introduction.
I like putting pressure on
and
you.
And I will be watching the game in Allied Resources with the Zatlin Express, and I will be watching, and is that a plug? Shameless plug. I will be watching. It's going to be 24-17 Eagles.
24-17 Eagles. I think there's a mixed applause.
Why is it a mix?
No, Freddie, if you're going to learn to pay, you have to learn to patronize.
Oh, because you have gamblers in the audience.
I told you that.
Oh, okay.
You just can't.
I didn't cover.
You must patronize the fans like I do.
Right.
See? Hey, you'll learn this year.
I see that.
I'm bringing you back to the show a few times.
Okay,
you will learn how to do this.
I'm coachable.
See, the spread is 9.5. I have the Eagles winning. Fred, what is my score? I feel like Karnak here.
It's 31-17.
That is a cover. See?
Yeah, that's a pretty good cover.
It's a cover.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. You know, hey.
So that's how I need my predictions based on covers?
You've got to have an objective pick. I agree with you. And you know I am all in on the Eagles this season.
100%.
You're a little lukewarm. I got that in the last hour.
What's their record?
Probably like 13-3.
13-3.
Oh, yeah. I told you this team is a juggernaut.
That's awesome.
I can't even spell that word, but I've heard someone say that before.
You said it correctly.
Juggernaut.
You said it correctly.
Correct.
Yeah, but I can't spell it either. Especially on these phones.
J-U-G-G-E-R-N-A-U-T, I believe is correct, right?
Good job, Josh.
I feel like I'm on, you know, one of these game shows, you know.
That's pretty good. You did a good job.
Freddie, this has been an absolute blast, man. An absolute blast. Are you going to be at the game?
I'm going to be at the game. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to have an Eagles shirt on.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm going to be ready to go.
And by the way, Freddie is now in town doing so much in the community. I see him at a number of fundraisers around town representing some of the things that I believe in, my foundation, my Jaws Youth Playbook, and Freddie comes out and talks to the kids, and he's out in the field with the kids. He comes to the golf tournament. So he's back in town, man, and we love having Freddie Mitchell back in town as a part of our family, man. It's
man,
good to have.
This Philadelphia community is something special, and to team up with you, because we're on a pretty awesome fraternity. We're in a pretty awesome fraternity.
Yeah, it really is. When you think about, you know, the former players, and you know, the guys we run across all the time, you know, from your area, even the Westbrook and the Donovans and guys like that, and you know, my era, the Mike Quicks and the Harold Carmichaels, there's a certain camaraderie amongst the NFL alumni that is very, very special. And, you know, we do bleed that Eagle green.
We bleed green, and we help the community, and the community shows us love, and that's why we stay here.
Yeah, that's exactly
We're not born here, but we stay here, and this is home now.
Yeah, and more people like you if you have the Eagles covering the spread, so I just want to make sure you learn something.
Note taken. I got you.
I'm going to have to coach you up, Freddie, not in route running.
I'm coachable.
You know, you got to learn how to suck up a little bit, man.
Right. You know, I have the Eagles winning.
You got the that's important. Yeah, you know what? I probably there'll be a time I may pick against the Eagles. It's infrequent, but when I look,
it'll be like against Tom Brady or somebody where everybody's going to be like, okay, maybe.
Well, we'll see who's injured that week. You know, you got to watch his
Atlanta Falcons.
You got to watch his stuff very closely, Freddie. Injury report, updates, all that. Hang with me, man. You're going to get
injuries
stuff.
NFL.
Very important. How many injuries? That is the issue that we face every single week. Who is healthy?
Yeah, that's.
And we do play the Patriots. The Eagles do play the Patriots.
In our house,
it's hard to play in our house. That'll be here. So, you know, beautiful Tom Brady will, you know, get knocked down a few times. You know, our defensive line. And I think Jim Schwartz, man, I think this is a year for Schwartzy. I really do.
Into his own.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the league has changed. There's five safeties on this team. You're going to see that big nickel defense. He can be creative. He can get after the quarterback. So the Eagles have a great year. The defense plays phenomenal.
Malcolm Jenkins, how does he play every single play?
He's tough.
He's tough.
And he's a box player too. I mean, he'll be down there playing the run. He'll be whacking people. No.
I love that. He's my favorite player. No, on
and Rodney McLeod back is huge, man. It's huge.
He's a good dude.
See, you know what? You started to show off Luke Gorman, and see how I've won him over.
I'm committed.
I got Freddie on board, man. I got him. Hey, we're going to wrap this up because we could go on all night.
We can.
But hey, how about a big round of applause for the legendary wide receiver from the Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. 4th and 26, Freddie Mitchell. Freddie, thank you so much. I'm getting you back, man. We've had an absolute ball tonight. You've entertained. You've been informative. And we had a good old time talking about the good old days. And that'll wrap this show up. And next week, we'll be coming to you live from the 7-Tap Tavern at Ramblewood Country Club, where Brian Baldig and I, we get it on. Baldy wants to fight everybody, every show. You know, you got to bring security in because Baldy harasses everybody because he's always right, like me.
if you want to talk sports with Josh.
And we'll have some fun with it.
Absolutely. Okay.
And that'll do it for the Ron Jaworski Show here tonight from Riley's Pub at the Valleybrook Country Club and my very special guest, the legendary Freddie Mitchell. Good night, everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.